Hi. It's kind of late right now, and I was in the Gomwild audio chat room earlier, and I mentioned that I'd recently recounted one of my past encounters with someone, and they encouraged me to share the story with you. And so I am. And it's definitely one of the sexiest hookups I've ever had. And I hope you like the sound of it too. So it started out like all good hookups do, Craigslist personal ads.
I know, right?
They're usually not good, but this one kind of worked out. So the lady in question mentioned that she had a hotel downtown, even though she lived in the area, and she said to come by kind of mid-afternoon. So skipping ahead a few hours, and there was me kind of nervously tapping on the door and hoping that I'd gotten the right hotel room. And then I remember the door opening, and she was obviously like behind the door, so I couldn't see her. Which, did make me nervous, but she said to come in. So I did, and I walked in. And she closed the door behind me. And she was wearing this kind of lacy sheer baby doll thing. I mean, it left nothing to the imagination at all. And she could probably like sense that I was kind of nervous. So she put her hands on my hips and kind of pulled me into the room and almost into her a little more. She was significantly shorter than me. I'm about 5 foot 9, and God, I want to say she was maybe 5 foot 2. But then, without any hesitation, she gets down on her knees, pulls down my pants, taking my panties with them, and just starts going to town on me. Her tongue on my clit, hands running up and down my thighs, grabbing my ass. She was looking up at me the whole time. God, it was so sexy. And even though receiving oral in a kind of upright position isn't necessarily the best, it really didn't matter. Because through her actions, she made me feel so sexy and desired that I just kind of went with it. And so, after a little while, we ended up moving across to the bed where she just went at me for like an hour straight, I swear. Or at least it felt that way. In a good way. She was very good at what she did. I mean, whew, I haven't met many people since that have come close to doing the things that she did to me. It was just one orgasm after another. was fucking relentless. I absolutely loved her. And she was doing things that were completely new to me at the time as well. Bearing in mind, this was quite some time ago. She not only was eating me out, but she casually just stuck an extra finger inside my asshole. And a little later, she stuck her tongue there as well. And that was very new to me. But she really got off on it, I could tell. She loved doing it, and I wasn't about to stop her. Not at all. And then in another first, a little later on, when I was, you know, returning the favor, she'd asked me to fist her. And I remember her taking a look at my hands and not only complimenting me on just having nice hands, I guess. I've always had a lot of compliments on my hands, actually. That they're soft and slim and long fingers. But in addition to that, she said that they were the perfect size for doing that sort of thing. So she laid on her back and spread her legs wide for me. And I was on my knees facing her. And she grabbed my hand and kind of guided me through what to do. And I'll never forget the moment when my entire fist disappeared inside of her. And I mean, she lost her shit. She was going fucking wild. It was one of the hottest things I've ever seen. Working me up just thinking about it. And then afterwards, she was smoking weed out of a vape, and we were just talking, and occasionally she'd reach over to touch me, which I appreciated. But I also remembered her telling me that she had a husband who wasn't particularly sexual and just kind of let her do whatever she wanted. And I was a little taken aback by that. I certainly didn't know that going into things. No judgment to her, of course. You know, her relationship is her business. And, you know, I know that polyamorous and other sorts of relationship dynamics are totally valid and what works best for a lot of other people. And I remember leaving the hotel with her. And she asked me to go get lunch with her. Well, I guess it was dinner at that point. And I declined because I was broke. But then I never heard from her again. That was it. It was a one-time deal. And, oh boy, what an experience it was. Please tell me if you enjoyed me retelling the story, because I do have others from many years of promiscuity.